Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cliff Cook. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dutch Dotterer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim O'Toole. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jim O'Toole. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Art Schult. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Ciccarelli. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Art Ciccarelli. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball four. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark strikes out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Walls reaches second base with a double. Taylor goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson who is chasing the ball. Cook reaches third base with a triple. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's Reds, 1, Cubs, 1. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dutch Dotterer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dotterer is walked intentionally. Jim O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ciccarelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciccarelli is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ciccarelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinson moves to third. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Pinson scores. Bell moves to third. It's 2-1, Reds. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas is walked intentionally. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Robinson scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 4-1, Reds. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 1 in the game. Casco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Cook moves to second. It's 5-1, Reds. Ed Donnelly now pitching. Dutch Dotterer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dotterer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Dotterer takes first base on ball 4. Cook moves to third. Casco moves to second. Jim O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Toole bunts towards the mound. Donnelly fields it and throws to first for the out. Cook scores. Casco moves to third. Dotterer moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-1, Reds. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Walls hits a line drive towards third. Cook catches it and throws to second to double up Taylor. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell bunts towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-1, Reds. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Cook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks throws to second for 1, and Taylor throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Thomas scores. Casco moves to second. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 9-1, Reds. Dutch Dotterer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dotterer is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Dotterer hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin strikes out. 1 out. Lou Jackson pinch hits for Cal Neiman. Lou Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook juggles the ball. That's an error on Cook. Thompson scores. Schult moves to second. It's 9-2, Reds. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Ed Donnelly. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schult scores. Jackson moves to third. Taylor moves to second. It's 9-3, Reds. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 9-4, Reds. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Sammy Taylor now catching. Dave Hillman now pitching. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walls strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Dale Long now playing first base. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first, with Hillman covering, for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Taylor and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Cook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 10-4, Reds. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Casco hits a line drive into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brosnan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Dutch Dotterer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dotterer is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Dotterer hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan is 0-for-1 in the game. Brosnan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-4 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook juggles the ball. That's an error on Cook. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walls is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pinson is called out on strikes. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a line drive towards third. Dark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a triple. He's got four RBIs. Cook strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Casco hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.